name. Patient's name, first name SAGRARIO, last name GRANILLO hyphen MURILLO. Date of birth is 3/5/1978. Date of service is 4/29/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner, history of present illness. This 44-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of a stomach ache, vomiting, diarrhea, weakness, headache for the past 6 days. She also does need a refill of her medications, which consist of lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, and metformin. Patient does admit that she was here back in December and evaluated for abdominal pain then, and she has had intermittent diarrhea all the way to March. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current meds, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, metformin, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, and gallbladder issues, surgical histories, tubal ligation, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROSCHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 140 over 84, heart rate 70, respiratory 18, temp 98.2, O2 100, and she weighs 151 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Her mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, no erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen's soft, non-tender. She does have that intermittent pain that she states in her suprapubic area, but it does radiate around to her flanks. Currently, no pain. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuroano times 4, gait steady, skins warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, irritable bowel syndrome, and number 2, hypertension, number 3, diabetes. Patient will have labs done in the office today. We did get a UA from the patient, which did show protein and small blood. We do think patient really needs to have a CAT scan done. She did have ultrasounds done just in January of this year, and everything was perfectly normal. Patient is encouraged to go to the emergency room for evaluation, blood work, and a CAT scan to rule out any life-threatening illnesses. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.